A Jewish Journal article. Indigenous berserk. An odd Thanksgiving ode to Bret Stephens. To use a term that first was quoted by Jewish jerseyman, Phil Roth, American Indigenous berserk, doesn't seem for me to work. So I'm bemused by what's occurring. Kosher carnivore. I'm not deferring consumption of the annual turkey that on Thanksgiving, unberserk, I've been for years accustomed to consume, an OU faithful Jew, and won't be eating kosher bacon from Jews or eating now, such fakon not, to use a British metaphor, which blokes in Blighty still adore. This Yiddish kopfer's cup of tea, towards it as unsip a tea as towards supping with the devil, behaving like, unfiddled, tevial, not dancing on a roof or asking a Rav's who's Torah multitasking, vaccinated during COVID, giving multi-maskers COVID, believing that since God said, don't eat pig, Jews shouldn't, so I won't eat food that many frummies fancy, not even when its meat is plant C. Puzzled by this paradox which has, as modern Orthodox, intrigued me just as in Penzance some pirates were, not by pork plants but by a lad born on a leap year day, and won't berserkly sweep away a law that high-tech chicken makes obsolete with pork that's vegan. What's made from plants I won't consume, nor in my stomach find some room for food that sounds to me berserk. Unjustly jesting. This Jew jerk is literally, litigiously, though modern most religiously, opposed to eating what the Torah despises, this devout deplorer, preferring to what sounds unkosher. Smoked salmon that's from Nova Scotia, if not on bagels then on rye, or cholent that is for to die on Shabbos at a Fleishig Kiddush served by good Jews whose taste is Yiddish, like taste for snow once on St. Stephen's no crisper, deeper, than Bret Stephens. Bret Stephens writes in the November 15, 21 NYT, when the next thing you know is that you have COVID. We've long lived in the land of what Philip Roth called, the indigenous American berserk, so I guess there's nothing too surprising here. In, Is That Kosher? Rabbi's Debate Plant Based, Pork, WSJ, November 15, 21, Dov Lieber writes from Tel Aviv. It might look like pork, smell like pork, even taste like pork, just don't call it pork. The arrival of fake, plant-based meat expanded the culinary horizon for many observant Jews in recent years. Faux cheeseburgers were suddenly on the menu at kosher restaurants without breaking the ban on mixing dairy with meat. Chili cheese fries became an option. Could Impossible Foods Inc.'s fake pork also get a kosher seal of approval? Gershon Heppner is a poet who has written over 25,000 poems on subjects ranging from music to literature, politics to Torah. He grew up in England and moved to Los Angeles in 1976. Using his varied interests and experiences, he has authored dozens of papers in medical and academic journals, and authored Legal Friction, Law, Narrative, and Identity Politics in Biblical Israel. He can be reached at email protected.